This Women Development Army, there is what we call 1-to-5 linking of households, whereby one household oversees the implementation of health extension program in another 5 households. This is done by Women Development Armies that are trained by health extension workers. They also report to health extension workers. They plan together with health extension workers. They also report to health extension workers. Usually, the Women Development Army is made up of women, and these women educate, provide information. They also follow the implementation of some health extension activities. In some households, people may not be using latrine, and this Women Development Army member encourage households to dig latrine and use it. When there are newborn children, they encourage women to take the child to vaccination. When there are pregnant women, they also refer women to seek maternity care from health extension workers. So basically, what the Women Development Army do is that they support the different activities of the health extension workers in the community.
How do you get people to participate in this program?
Membership for Women Development Army is completely voluntary. Usually, the Women Development Armies are models that can show the other households in the community to adapt what they are really doing. They are women that have implemented the health extension program very well, so that others in their surrounding can see what they are benefiting out of this health extension program and adapt or adopt what this Women Development Army are doing. This Women Development Army also go to their households in which they are in charge of and provide education, counseling, and other things.
In your presentation, you made mention of model households. Can you explain this concept?
Model households are those households in the community that have implemented the health extension program package. Previously, when a household implements 75% of the health extension program, then they would qualify as model families and be given certificates. But now, when all the health extension program packages are implemented, then they will be given certificates as model households.